This is the P1 podcast for May 9th, 2009. Good afternoon, my babies. The P1 podcast. I just want to say that I don't get this woman singing right now. All I want her to do is to wear some pants. That's it. Some pants. Is that too much to ask?
You didn't like her in her white underwear?
Hell no, I didn't like her in her white underwear.
I like her hair bow.
So anyways, welcome to the P1 podcast, ladies and gents. We are so happy to be here with you today. I'm so glad you joined us. We're going to have a lot of fun. We got a lot of catching up to do.
A lot.
For those of you who don't know the P1 podcast, it is a group of present and future Hall of Fame P1s. We wrap up the P1 site for you. We talk about the Mikey show, and we just try to ham as much fun as humanly possible. Isn't that right, Danny?
Yep.
Yeah. And this, well, it's been a while, so hi, everybody.
Hey.
It's probably been about a month since we've recorded one of these.
I think longer.
5 weeks.
5 weeks.
Wow. Sorry, we all have lives, especially Danny has a major life.
Yes.
Without a calendar, so we'll work on that soon. Anyways, today we also have a couple of guests in studio. First, we have P1 Iron Man.
Iron Man.
There he is. He's right over there. Hi. He doesn't talk.
He's honest.
He's mute, so it's okay.
He's decoration. All right.
And our other guest, she is, wow, everything a mute is not. I'll tell you that right now. Some of you may know her as P1 Diet Cokehead. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
Tramp
stamp. Twilight.
Oh, tramp stamp.
Tramp stamp.
That was pretty brutal. That was pretty
brutal. That was
harsh. Harsh. And so we thank you for joining us today. You know, feel free to add to whatever you feel like adding.
Well, stamp.
Thank you very much for inviting me. I appreciate it. It's an honor and a privilege to be sitting with you lovely people.
Now all you have to do is get in there live with the Mikey show.
I know. I do have complicated shoes and a car that won't start.
Well, that's okay. So that'll get you like 4 hours on the air.
Awesome. Okay. And the Mikey after show.
Yes.
Holla.
All right. Well, let's see. This is episode 26. Woo! Danny, can we be president yet? 27? Because in the thread that you posted on p1site.com says podcast number 26 notes.
Well, there's a little confusion because Danny has it posted three different ways on the P1 site, and they're three different numbers.
Just
so
go with the highest.
It's okay. Danny, can we be president yet?
No.
Are we old enough?
No, and no one gets that joke probably listening.
Ah, shoot. I want to be president.
Do you? What is the explanation?
Because when we turned 21, I thought we could become president.
Yeah.
No. I'm an idiot.
Quimby thinks he can be president when you're two.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a duty.
That's right. In my pants, actually. just to let you guys know, I'm going to be working on a little something. I'm not going to make any promises, but I am going to be working on a
surprise.
A surprise. Yeah. Okay.
Surprise.
I like that. I'm working on a surprise. It's going to be a lot of hard work, but I think it's going to pay off in the end, and we'll see what happens. Because I can't give away anything else. So, for those of you who don't know, my name is Quimby. I am your host, and I love you. I'm so glad you're in our chat room. Hopefully, you're chatting it up. You're listening to us live.
Queen Bees.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm also joined by my fantastic group of co-hosts. We got P1 Donnie.
Hi.
He is the creator of P1Site.com. We got Spaceboy, our fantastic producer, sound effects man, and our own resident Sky. As a matter of fact, I'll be giving away $100 of Spaceboy's money later today. Just keep a call. Caller 15 with the right word gets $100 of Spaceboy's money, money, yes. Money. We also have Miss P1 Kung Fu. Hiya.
Toucan Sam. Toucan Sam.
Yeah, her nickname is Toucan Sam. For those of you who don't know, so next time you see her, make sure you let her know that you love her name, Toucan Sam. So let's catch up with everybody. What do you say?
Yeah.
Let's talk. Okay.
All right.
First of all, Danny, I have a question for you.
Uh huh.
Do you have a calendar yet?
No.
And just where the heck have you been? You've been MIA from P1 events and stuff like that. Where are you, man?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Around.
Around.
Mm-hmm.
Doing stuff and things.
What?
Oh my gosh. Moving right along.
Welcome to the podcast.
P1 Kung Fu recently did a walk for the Doggies.
Yeah.
How was that?
It was awesome. I raised $450 for the San Diego Humane Society.
Woo!
Good job.
Yay, got Doggies. Tons and tons and tons of free samples and fun stuff and a tote and a water bottle.
Very I'm nice. Set. Where was the walk at?
Mission Bay.
Oh, very nice.
First time there. It was really cool.
What?
Yep. Never been there.
Excuse me?
I like North County. What can I say?
Okay. Well, welcome to San Diego. I welcome you. And you're going to be going to Canada soon. Is this correct, eh?
I'm leaving on Monday, eh?
Yes.
Don't you know?
Oh.
And working on my accent.
Doing so good.
Very nice.
Yep, I'll be in Montreal for 5 days.
Wow. Well, just be careful because I heard in Canada, if you say, I don't know, you get slimed.
Yes, I've heard that.
Oh, yes.
And if you want a drink of water, it pours on you out of the sky. So, yes. So just be careful with that, okay?
I will. And I'll be having French fries and gravy.
Oh, poutine.
Yeah.
Poutine is so good. If you don't know what poutine is, I feel very sorry for you. It's a delicious, delicious treat from our northern neighbors in Canada. Try it sometime. Google it. Poutine. Delish.
Sounds good. Poutine.
Spaceboy.
Yes.
Talk to me. I hear you took another trip to New Orleans.
I did. I got back last night. Pretty late.
Uh-huh. Did you see your little friend that you made last time you were in New Orleans?
Well, what do you mean by see?
Did you get a paid dinner and get your Diet Coke spikes? Or?
Well, because the lights were off, so I didn't actually see him.
Uh-huh. Oh.
Yeah. I felt my way around, but, you know.
Wow. Is your wife aware of this?
Of course.
Oh, sweet.
Who do you think ran the camera?
That's right. That night vision going. It's like Paris Hilton. Oh, this kid's a star right here.
Wow.
But
that might be TMI.
But in all seriousness, I did visit the French Quarter, like, I was only there for 5 days. I was in French Quarter 3 days.
Wow.
I kept going back there. It's an awesome place.
And if you're on Spaceboy's Facebook, you can see some pictures.
Yeah, yes. Got some great pictures.
Look at all of them. Graveyard pictures. You're creepy.
Yeah.
But I still love you.
What?
Also, in case you didn't know, P1 Spaceboy is a jinx. He's the reason the Padres lost last Saturday night. And please don't ever go to another baseball game as long as you live. Thank you.
Are you kidding me? Do you want me to pull the audio of
you
promising
love
a victory?
San Diego. Well, you showed up and you jinxed the team, so that sucks. And I hate you. And so does the whole town of San Diego. So just stop it, okay? Yeah, he's struggling. He's trying to find some audio and...
Oh, I don't
just
have it.
Not happening.
It's too bad.
Oh,
I'll have it for next time.
Oh, darn.
Just to remind everybody, Quimby guaranteed a Padre victory.
When?
A few podcasts ago.
Yeah, they won like their first 10
you
games.
You guaranteed a World Series championship.
No, I
yes,
did not.
Yes, you did.
No, I
did. Danny,
didn't.
Did she not?
I dispute that fact. I would never say anything that idiotic.
And ever since then, it started going downhill.
You jinxed the team. That's all you're going to talk about. And yeah, you want to know what's going on in my world? Bunch of people that I love dearly got laid off at Clear Channel. And I've been working a lot. I am paying those dues.
You're fired.
Yeah. I get to work with BC. And I will be up at Clear Channel the whole time the Mikey Show is on vacation giving away Sky's money. And it's a lot of fun. I love it. I love money, and I love to give it to you. Also, when I'm there, P1 Cleveland likes to call in and just talk to me. In the Cleveland voice. It is the highlight of my day. Because I answer the phones while I'm there because people freak out. They're like, what? They took a vacation? Excuse me?
It was all the rage on Twitter.
It's like take a chill pill. I'm sorry. How everybody gets 2 weeks paid vacation.
P1 Manny was having serious issues with it.
Wow, calm down.
Yeah. They're giving away $100 every day they're gone.
Cut
so
the cord.
It should like balance out, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
But I live at Clear Channel right now. It's a lot of work, but I love it. And I'll be working on some stuff there I'm producing stuff to bring to Space Boy to say, hey, look at me. I could do stuff too.
Yes, we can actually play one of them right now.
Oh yes, yes. Ladies and gentlemen. One night, very bored up at work. Not so much bored. Put together a little something for the P1 podcast, and it goes a little something like this. Yo, what's up, P1 podcast? How you doing? Yeah, it's your girl, P1 Quibi. I just want to give shouts out to my girl, Kung Fu, and my boy, Space Boy. Happy birthday. This one comes straight from my heart, you know? I love the P1 podcast. This is true. What would I do without my crew of peeps that like to have fun? Except for one. His name is P1 Danny. Yo, what's up? I'm your hostess with the mostest. And you can't deny what we got. It's a good thing here. Hey, crack a beer. I smell like patchouli oil and I have an oven. What do you want? I make these stupid jokes all the time where no one laughs. But Space Boy happens to be obsessed with my yuck, yuck, yuck. I have the weirdest laugh in the world. Yo, Danny. Hey, how about you and me? We meet up. We go see some Cloverfield. What's up? I love it when you call me Big Quimby. Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. I love it when you go on P1 site. Just type it on in if you're a true listener. I love it when I listen to the Mikey Show. I like ham jokes and sunburn story. We be thuggin'. Yeah. P1 podcast. I love you all, my homies. We in the house. And you know this. P1 Quibi for life. What's up now? Peace out, bitch.
That was freaking awesome.
That was amazing. You were channeling Tupac.
Calm down.
Your name now is Q-Pac.
I love it.
Q-Pac.
Just call her Q-Pac Westside.
Listen, I recorded it like 3 weeks ago. And I made it up like off the top of my head and I forgot what I had said.
You did a good job.
Oh, okay.
Calm down. My gosh.
Woo! Okay. Well, why don't we talk about a place I truly love and that I just rapped about. It's a little place called P1Site.com.
Wow,
white people dancing is so
the
much
shopping
fun.
Cart. The shopping cart. Take it off the shelf.
Take it off
throw
the shelf.
Throw it in the basket.
Put it in. That's the story. This is how it goes. Oh, pewinsight.com. What a beautiful website that Danny has made for all of us to kick it, hang out, be homies. You know what I'm talking about? Pewinsight is a site for P1s by P1s. We'll get to that in a second. It's a place for you to talk to other fellow P1s, discuss things. We throw events like bowling, perhaps. You like bowling? Or maybe you like to get together and go to a Padres game and jinx the team?
No.
Maybe you like to go to the movies sometimes. But there's many events for you. If you'd like to meet other P1s, talk about the show. And there's something new on P1site.com. Danny added the equivalent of heroin to P1site. Let me just break it down for you. Long ago, P1 Corman, who, where did that guy go, by the way? Former P1site team contributor. He had the grand suggestion that Danny add like a little arcade to the P1 site. And he did, which if you go to p1site.com, go to the arcade thread. My life is officially ruined. There is a game on there called Bubble Spinner, which Danny is playing right now as we speak. Danny.
Loser.
Lay down the crack pipe, dude. This game is ridiculous. I was so tired last night, still up till 1:30 in the morning playing Bubble Spinner. And as you see, Danny's checked out again, thanks to heroin. Now, Bubble Spinner is this really cool game. You get a spinning hexagon of balls. And
spinning balls. I'm all about some spinning balls.
Anyways, and what you do is you receive, you know, one colored ball
would that be the colored ball of your choice?
No, it gives you random colors and you have to match them up, three or more, and you knock out the balls.
You're a ball buster, if you will.
Yes. And so the thing continuously spins and you can't touch the like outside border. It is an awesome game. If you haven't checked it out, I would like to tell you to proceed with caution, because you will not be able to stop playing this game.
Oh, I stopped.
Like Danny, who is doesn't give a crap about the podcast this week and apparently likes to play Bubble Spinner.
He's busting balls like a champ. I can see his screen from here.
Danny likes to play with balls.
Danny loves balls.
He likes the pink balls.
He likes the blue ones the best.
He likes to move them around.
He says nothing, so, you know, if you're not going to defend yourself, I'm just going to
silence is golden.
His silence confirms everything.
So, events, our last event was P1 Bowling, which was a lot of fun, wouldn't you say so, Space Boy?
Yeah, it was great.
It was awesome.
Except for the fact that the bowling alley happened to be closing early that night.
Yes.
SCGE was making, like, some adjustments there at the bowling alley. Yeah, brutal. But it was still fun. I must say, we got Carla, wonderful P1 Carla, brought a cake for Space Boy. We got to have a little P1 fellowship, if you will.
Space Boy and Kung Fu.
Wasn't it Kung Fu's birthday, too?
It was both of us.
Who?
Yes.
What? But you guys were at the Mikey show that day, and Mike said it was Space Boy's birthday.
Yeah. But I'm confused. Was actually Kung Fu's birthday.
What? What are you even talking about?
I don't know.
I thought P1 Kung Fu didn't have birthdays.
I was calling to say happy birthday to P1
Kung Fu. Oh, Danny. Danny ditched us that night, but that's okay, because we still had a good time without you. So.
He's ditched all his old friends. He has new friends now.
Oh, man. Danny, I thought we were chill.
This is really an intervention to get Danny off of Bubble Spinner.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I had the intervention music.
I'm not really P1 Diet Cokehead.
Danny, I've written you a letter here, and I'd like to read it to you.
Please, Quimby.
Dear Danny.
Danny. We're doing this because we care,
Danny. Dear Danny. We used to have so much fun together and enjoy lots of movies and funny audio. And now, Danny, well, ever since Bubble Spinner has come into your life, you don't talk to me anymore. We're not friends. Daddy, I really need you to put it down. Daddy, I care about you and I care about our friendship, but I cannot let you continue to play Bubble Spinner.
Danny, these words are coming from her heart.
Danny.
Make eye contact.
We have a
Danny,
ticket for
please.
You right now to the video game rehab clinic in Orlando, Florida. And if you just get on this plane today and go to treatment, I think we're going to be okay. I miss you, Danny. I just want my friend back.
Danny, there's no shame in admitting you have a problem.
Danny. Daddy, will you go into treatment? Daddy?
Daddy! I want my daddy back!
That's not my son!
That's not my daddy!
Daddy, will you go? Please?
He can't even look away from his bubble spinner. This is beyond you guys.
Danny, the first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem.
We need Dr. Danny. Drew.
We need Dr. Phil. No.
Dang
no, you know what we need?
Well, you guys, I tried. I'm sorry.
Tough love.
I'm sorry.
With Eddie.
It sucks ass. Mm-hmm. Okay, well. So there is an arcade, and there's the equivalent of heroin for you on P1's site. Please check it out and enjoy it today. Now we're going to run around a bunch of rooms, in and out of the room, as suddenly a nurse is going to pop out, and then a donkey is going to come out of the other room. It's going to be a fantastic show. So, also, other notable notables on p1site.com. We had a bunch of podcast team members up in the studio there a while back. How was that?
Awesome.
It's good.
I want to talk to you about that, Spaceway.
I think we can just move this right along.
I want to talk to you about your experience.
Thought this is all behind us.
I want to talk to you about that.
Well, what happened was I decided to go
lie.
Lie. Well, how did I lie?
Because it wasn't your birthday.
I didn't say anything.
That would be lying by omission.
I keep out of, you know, unlike people here who can talk while we're on the air. We are not allowed to talk whenever they're doing their thing.
And
is Scooby here?
Somebody I heard was like taking pictures while
paparazzi?
They were on the air and like throwing people off. There's a flash going off like in the middle of like talking about stuff and things. Can you elaborate on that?
I thought I saw paparazzi outside.
I'm really? Pretty sure he was. Yeah.
So, we can move this right along.
And then I heard that somebody's wife won $500.
Shenanigans.
And they wouldn't even buy lunch for the P1 podcast.
Let's just say that it's good to know people. We'll
Cheapskate.
Just say
that. Whatever. What are you going to do with your $500, Spaceboy?
Not to be... using a cliche, but we're going to Disneyland.
Lunch for the podcast team. What's because of all those times that Kung Fu brought us lunch, now Space Boy is going to bring us some lunch. You're cool.
Oh, wait. You mean that one time she was supposed to bring lunch and I even gave her my order and she came up here empty-handed?
That's because Danny ordered pizza.
Just answer yes or no.
No.
Yes.
Oh, and then you cried
yes.
Because you couldn't have what you want, but I wanted my way, Daddy.
No, well, Space Boy didn't cry.
No.
Oh,
I came back
bad.
For that one.
That's not
I came
valid.
Back for that,
that
one.
But I don't want your pizza. No.
Now I'm checking out.
No.
Space Boy checked out. Well, I hope you guys had a good time. Did you have a good time?
I had an awesome
time. Yeah, it was
time.
Great.
It was a pretty funny show. There were a lot of people eating crap during that Easter egg hunt. Did you hear Mike the whole time going, we're all adults here. We're all adults here. Act like adults, people. Come
well,
on. Bring it together.
P1 history teacher had to go to
this is the greatest.
Job fair after the class. Or after the
class?
Student. I don't know. I'm a mess
job
right now.
Fair.
Okay. Job fair. And he was out there looking for eggs, and he got mud all over his suit. all over.
Was it full contact Easter egg hunting or something?
Dude, people were like pushing each other, and it was kind of wet out back where they had the Easter egg hunt because the sprinklers go off there every morning. So it was muddy. Like P1 Cherie, bless her little heart, got her whole leg covered in mud.
Aww.
And then P1 Sanjaya dressed up like a bunny. Yeah. If you want to see the pictures, we can do that soon. You can just tell me.
I have audio.
You have audio? Oh, well, let's play it. Go right ahead, sir.
I want you to make noise so that we can talk to the person that has the $500 egg, okay?
Oh, my God. All right.
We got it? We got it? Come over here.
Who has it?
Come over here.
Oh, my gosh.
That's
my gosh.
Hysterical.
Oh, my gosh.
She got $500. Yes. You got the $500.
I did, Mikey.
Where did you find? Do you even know where you found the egg?
No, I don't.
She has about 4, 5, 6, 7 eggs in there. What was your strategy here this morning in your Easter egg hunting?
Well, you know what? I figured everybody was going to run straight to the back. So I kind of bent down and grabbed a couple in the front and then went to the back.
That's
and
what she said.
Left.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So
yay.
You just won $500.
Wow.
That's
so awesome.
Wow.
Yeah, if you are.
Do you have any plans for the $500?
Lunch for the podcast. That's what she said. Okay. Oh, Kelly, you're so awesome.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, congratulations to you. Congratulations. You just won $500.
Yeah, and we do have a chat room for our podcast, and P1. I want to say it's P1 Bocce, but it looks like Boos.
He said that
Sky was so jealous of your wife.
Yes.
She wanted the money, but wanted all the hidden ham even more. Yes! The promotions team, who are geniuses, put actual bits of ham in the Easter eggs.
Yeah, gross.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
Not when
funny.
You were the one that got the ham and the egg.
Yeah. Danny got ham and his egg. He was pretty stoked. It was cute. Let's see. So we went over that. We went over that. Oh, so topics on P1's site that are kind of popular.
Hot topics.
So there's a place to complain on P1's site. And it's just a place for you to, like, let it all out. Just let vent, you know, vent a little bit. Like, we got a thread started by P1 Kung Fu called What's Irritating You? I'm just going to jump
Everything.
Into that thread right now. And
when people
let's see,
say
Danny
no
wrote, let's read one of Danny's complaints. Out-of-state drivers! If your plates say anything other than California on them, get off my roads and out of my way. Go back to your crappy state. You drive 45 miles per hour. We're getting on the freeway. You suck at life. I hope you get swine flu. Wow, Danny, those are strong words. And then P1 Calicore came in there and says to Danny, you know down here that you have like 85% chance that's a military person who actually lives around here? How do you feel about that, Danny? I would like to know.
Guilt trip.
Not really.
So even if they're military, you say, get the hell out of California. We hate you.
Stay on base.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not military people that drive like crap, though. It's freaking old people.
It's people from Arizona.
No,
really.
I've been seeing a lot of Nevada plates lately. What gives?
I don't know. It's hot out there. Maybe they're coming here to cool off. I don't know.
It sucks to stay there.
There's also another thread within a place to complain called Invisible Mode Does Not Work. And I don't know what the heck that's all about. Does Invisible Mode work, Danny?
No.
What? You can no longer be anonymous on P1's
Hence
site?
The invisible, the mode itself is invisible.
I love it. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
I think if you're invisible on P1's site, there's something wrong with you. I said
Why are you invisible?
I said it. Yeah. Who are you trying to hide from? P1 Praetorian's gone, so I mean, there ain't much to worry about.
Rough.
Danny's looking at me so disapprovingly. I'm going to be in trouble. Danny has a piece of paper right now. It says 319. Talk to Quimby about calling out perverts on P1. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
So if you want to complain, please come to P1's site. There's a place for you. There's also a thread called P1 Movie Club. Is this dead or what? What's up with the P1 Movie Club? What happened? Somebody tell me.
Nobody did anything about it.
Everybody's Danny like, was going to have everybody over to his house to watch movies. What happened, Danny?
I don't...
She never worked out.
Yeah.
Which means I don't want you people in my house.
Get out of my home.
That's
I hate
code
you.
For
I
no.
I hate your face.
I don't think it was really set that Danny was going to have people over here. He was like, hey, it'd be kind of cool, blah, blah, blah. But nobody ran with it. Mm-hmm.
I can read the thread. That's fine. I can just go right there and I'll tell you what Danny said.
Can you read between the lines on that thread, Q?
Well, yeah, Danny sucks at planning. That's what happens, according to P1 Jordan, which he just wrote
out
in the chat room. That is your friend, Danny. How do you feel about that?
I'll be having a talk with him later on.
Monday.
So deep.
Yeah, that is a pretty deep burn. What does it say? Question for P1 Movie Club goers, posted by P1 Danny on March 10th at 7:57 a.m. So this thing kind of died. I was wondering what you guys thought of reviving this thing a little. I had an idea of doing
Boom
movie
roasted.
Night once a month at my place with the movie we pick. What do you think?
And no one responded to that.
People just put jackhole ideas for movies that they wanted to.
I didn't put a jackhole idea.
I didn't do anything.
You put Titanic. That's a jackhole idea.
I did not.
I perfect it everywhere.
Well, clearly there was a movie missing from the list. That
no!
I think we all need to view. Need it be said. Twilight.
Oh, gross. I hate that movie. Yeah, that is the worst movie invented.
Okay.
Books
down.
Are awesome. I highly suggest to all of you in there, you must read Twilight.
The whole saga.
It's the book equivalent of heroin. Just
no,
like,
you
oh,
don't.
Put your hatery down. Put
that movie down. Sucked ass. Eighth graders could have done a better job in their junior high school production.
Okay, what do you have to back this
the
up?
The acting was so bad.
Who's acting?
All of them.
No, wrong. Wrong.
All of the high school wrong. Kids were awful.
You
they
didn't
were God awful.
I will say that Kristen Stewart sucked.
Edward Cullen sucked.
See, now
the skin
it's just gonna
of
have
the
to
vampires
get physical.
Was not right. Jasper, they picked some scrawny little A to play him. Jasper's
Quimby,
supposed to be big.
I don't even know who you are right ass. Now.
I read the book, so I know what's up.
I read them all.
I read them all in 2 weeks.
I read them in 7 days.
Get a life.
I know. I'm sorry, okay?
We're all friends. We're all
I
friends.
Don't know
we're all friends.
What we're yelling about!
Okay, I just didn't like the acting. I thought that they murdered the story.
There's only so much you can do
it.
In a...
They murdered it.
Quimby.
They murdered
Quimby,
it.
You're making me sad in my
they
heart
made me
right
hate
now.
Bella. I wanted to punch her in her face.
Okay, yeah, given. I just didn't like...
Put fangs in her face.
She looked very constipated. The whole
time. And that
time.
Kid who played the wolf boy or whatever.
Jacob.
Dude, he is ugly. He looks like that boy fell off the ugly tree, got hit by every branch on the way down.
It was that 99-cent store weave they put on him.
Just the whole thing was, it was a bad, awful, terrible, stupid-ass movie. And I want my hour and a half back.
Philly's Finest, the story ruined the story.
That's awesome. That's
I think
awesome.
Not.
Philly is the best.
Philly, you are my friend, so stop it, or I won't.
Okay.
I won't be a friend anymore.
I'm making
and I'll throw
people.
A cheesesteak in your face.
Making
nice.
You won't
he'll
get to eat
it.
Because yeah. I'll put extra hot whiz all over it. You'll burn your face off, and then you're gonna cry.
It's gonna be wit whiz.
Hey, you know what? People in Philly's Finest, the Eagles suck ass.
Fight, fight. Fight,
no,
fight,
I
hey,
can't
Philly,
say that.
The 76ers can suck it. Okay, well, I love you, though. I love you. I
you
love
can't
you. I love
Quimby,
you. I love you.
Are you trying to kill me dead? You're busting on my movie. You're busting on the Eagles. Those are my boys.
Chargers forever. Woo. Okay.
I don't even know you anymore.
We've exhausted this little topic. The gloves are coming off, folks. Yeah.
It's about time.
Let's see, what else on P1's site is a notable funny. Notable? What could it be? I think... What do you wish was still cool? This is one of my most favorite threads of all time. Danny, what do you wish was still cool?
Parachute pants.
Really?
I'm just putting it out there. I'm just saying.
Seriously? I wish jelly shoes were so cool.
I have jelly shoes. I recently purchased.
You're an adult.
Oh, Space Boy's got one.
Freaking flannel. Making out with guys.
Oh, yeah. Flannel's a
flannel?
Good one.
Flannel. Yeah. From the 90s?
Yeah.
Alternative?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Go to Seattle what? With yourself yeah. and go pray at Kurt Cobain's grave, okay?
Wow.
Wow.
Why don't you go no kiss need Courtney to, Love on the mouth?
No well, need to bring the hasn't. Dead into it.
Okay, Quimby, since you're such a genius, what do you wish is still cool besides jelly shoes?
Friendship bracelets.
BFF not necklaces.
Oh! Oh! The heart.
B-Fry and S-N's. But yeah. You always had to be B-Fry. Yeah, nobody everybody wanted to be S-N's. Because S-N's, you're just kind of like, whatever.
You know what else I wish was still cool? Now, we're totally being girls right now, but... the Annie locket.
Yes.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Okay, I have one from high school.
Well, this went well.
I wish that mall hair was still cool because that's all I know how to do to my hair other than pull it back in like fifth grade flips.
And for those of you who don't know what mall hair is, Google it. Just
Google it. Awesome. Google it. You know Danny, what? You or you can go to any mall in the South Jersey area. They still rock the... Bon Jovi mall hair.
Yes.
Wow. Banana clips too?
Banana clips. A lady at my previous job wears a banana clip.
Wow. Really? You know what I'm wondering? Oh, I'll save this question for a little later on. Danny, what else do you wish was still cool? I know you have quite a few things like Ninja Turtles.
They are cool.
Power Rangers. Wow. What is this? Wow. That was an epic fail, Danny. What happened? What was that supposed to be?
No clue.
Please tell me.
No clue.
I really want to know.
No clue.
You piqued my interest.
Bubble spinner.
You know what? Danny wishes that cutting off the sleeves of your t-shirt was still cool. I.e., look at the shirt, Danny.
Muscle
right
shirt.
Whatever, dude.
It's very 1992.
But at least it's not a half shirt.
Are you working out later? Are you going to pump some
Wait,
iron?
What about the Joey Buttafuoco pants? Oh, you want to bust some Buttafuocos?
I don't. I wish everybody would burn those, actually. And last thing we're going to cover today is I wish I had.
A job.
Oh, you poor thing.
You're so sad.
I know.
Danny, we know so you wish you had a lot of unemployed. Things.
Give G35.
Uh-huh. And?
A G35.
And what else? A Sea-Doo.
Sea-Doo.
Yeah.
And what else?
A kitten.
He wishes he was white.
A wiener dog.
I'm just kidding. Danny rejects Mexican food, so like sometimes I wonder about that.
You reject Mexican food?
His body physically rejects it.
Are you allergic?
No.
Like Ash?
He doesn't like avocados or anything. Really? Okay, so you guys, I just want to let you know, B1 Space Boy stepped out of the room for a second. And so
that sounds gay.
Yes, so Iron Man's
I'm a man and you're a man. Now, where do we go from here?
We're all going to play sound
ham
effects.
Ham is a very great ingredient.
Ham?
Yes, it is.
So Fruit Iron Loops man. Is not dinner.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Yes, Mike Tyson
and I'm
ferocious. Is so
I want your heart. I want to
eat your children.
I'll eat your children.
Yes, I'll eat your and see that thing cut open and see that little Kettner boy spill out all over the dock.
Nice.
What do you wish you had, Kung Fu?
Can call me Hillrod.
I wish I had a job. Being a photographer.
Oh, very nice.
Like, for rock stars, though. I want to, like, you know, take pictures of rock stars.
It sounds
not
gay.
Billy Corgan, but, you know, real rock stars.
Fake. Real rock stars. Mm-hmm. True. Not like powder with cancer.
He's a fake.
That's good.
You messed that up. I will hurt you.
I will kill you if you edit that.
That was awesome.
Yes, Dark Helmet, we have started.
Iron Man is great at this.
Oh,
I am
so
ready
funny, I love it.
To rumble.
Nice.
Yes, you are.
That's awesome.
Goodness, I wish
GTFO
that
Iron
I
Man.
Had a moat and a drawbridge.
You lie.
Gay.
I think that'd be fun. And I put koi in the moat, and then you can make wishes on there if you wanted. And then I'll have little lily pads. It'll be so pretty.
Would you have frogs on your lily pads?
Yes. And then I want to kiss when it turns into a prince. And then I murder him and wear a skin for a suit.
And then the next thing you know, you'll be spreading frog flu all across San Diego.
Yes, just like Obama gave Mexico the swine flu.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Thank you, Richard Simmons. I love
Can
you.
Can I say what I wish I had other than a job?
What do you wish you had?
I wish I had enough money to pay off my mom's mortgage so she could retire.
Aww.
And then I'd buy her house and make her pay rent.
That was awesome.
That was so good.
No, I wouldn't do that to my mother.
Oh, man, that was so brutal. I'm sorry, P1 Diet Cokehead's mom.
So is P1 Diet Cokehead's mom.
Well, this wraps up our P1 Site segment. If you'd like, please join us anytime on P1Site.com. Danny, again, we thank you for the wonderful home for P1s that you have created and for all the hard work you do. Danny, you know what, dude? I love you.
Lies.
I don't really care about you. Thank you. Nice. That was like music to my ears. Well, we have a little change-up going on right now. P1 Iron Man is our sound effects dude now. Yay! Yay!
He's awesome at it, too.
Aw, Sean. So I guess right now is time to dive right into the Mikey Show. We haven't gotten together and discussed that in a while. Space Boy, we're going to talk about something right now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it was finally proven. We found out who the smartest person on the Mikey Show is.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
It was Ashley, right?
Well, actually, I think to everyone's shock and surprise, Sky has the highest IQ. And we have a clip of that right now, don't we, Space Boy?
And she handled it so humbly.
Oh, yeah, and Eddie took it so well.
Oh, yeah, Eddie. Mm-hmm. The best.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, if somebody will give us the clip that we had for...
I'm going to do first place. Here we go. And when I give you first place, the other two people tied for the dumbest on the Mikey Show.
No. Okay. Oh, my God.
Say my name.
Who did I tie with? Who did I tie with?
Say my name.
In first place, with an IQ of 123,
oh my gosh,
ladies and gentlemen, was... Sky.
Oh, yes.
That was no way.
I would like to thank my mom. There were a lot of people I'd like to thank. Cal State San Marcos.
Eddie and Ashley came in last. You got one more? Oh, we got one more. Let's check it out.
P1 Word Hurt is on the line.
Hey, Mike, how's it going?
What's going on, man?
I'm kind of curious to what Eddie thinks, but then I don't really care. My IQ is a lot higher.
Oh, no.
That's brutal.
In your face. That is so brutal.
With a big bucket of stupid.
Now, I feel really bad because I was going to bring a bell with me today, but when I left work after working 14 hours, I just forgot. I was so ready to walk right out the door. So, ding! Sky's the smartest person on the Mikey Show. Congratulations. Way to go, girl. It's all that ham you eat. Just keep eating it.
Pork is brain food.
Yes, it is. It does not cause swine flu. Just so you
poke
know.
Product.
Yeah, you know, bacon's like on sale right now. It's so
is
exciting.
It?
Yeah. And I just read, just a little aside here, folks. I just read that bacon helps cure a hangover.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Apparently, the
sweet,
nitrogen?
Luscious ham.
it like produce chemicals in your body which speed up your metabolism and make you feel better. So next time you're out boozing it up, space boy, make sure you have yourself a bacon sandwich in the morning. It is the best in your face.
Boost.
So there have been a lot of new bits on the Mikey Show recently, which I love. Love, 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 love. They are geniuses. I wish I had. Okay, first of all, hear me out. Dude, it's maybe one of my most favorite bits of recent. Do any of you guys have any weird hear me outs that you haven't got to call in?
I have one.
Uh-oh.
I think it should be illegal for men to go around without a shirt on.
Like at the beach, in the pool?
Well, but what about people like me who have a perfect body?
Yeah.
It's gross. It's unsanitary. It's disgusting. I don't like to see guys driving around with no shirt on. It's gross. Sweaty, getting it all over their car. It's gross. It's gross.
So are you against it at the pool, the swimming pool?
Yeah.
I think we should just give them like...
What is wrong with you?
Nothing. I just think it's gross.
You think men should be in burkas? Is that what you're saying?
No. They should be in t-shirts. Like women have to cover up their tops.
Kung Fu loves ninjas.
Wow. That is strange. Danny, I know you have some strange thoughts in your head. Do you have a particular hear me out? Like how... germs or something like that? How you think you don't like girls with tattoos?
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh my God. Did you guys bring me here just to ruin my self-esteem? It's bad enough I don't have a job, okay?
I know. We're going to break you down just to build you right up. But
the tattoo is permanent. Thank you. I don't have a tram stamp, though.
I
will say that.
Oh, my gosh, that voice. I love it. Let's see. There's also what are you sick of?
How dare you, Philly? That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. So what are you sick of? I'll tell you right now. I am sick and damn tired of Lady Gaga, and I don't get her. And I
don't get her
every
either.
Every single second of it.
Yeah,
I agree. I am also sick of everybody just piling on to this Carrie Prejean chick.
Thank you.
Who is she?
I'm like,
Miss California.
Like, so she said, like, what her beliefs are. Big freaking whoop-de-doo. Perez Hilton needs to, like, kind of...
Bring it down.
Like,
bring it down, Perez.
Please.
Perez Hilton should spit in his own face.
I agree.
Are you serious?
He went way too far with the
and
Miss
now
California
he, it's
thing.
Like
she didn't answer the question.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But why did he have to go on air and call her
a
stupid
C-word?
Yes, he is.
C-word.
A C-word, a biz niche. Then
and
he goes
now
on
it's
Larry
his
King.
Personal agenda to, like, ruin her life by posting, like, pictures of her when she was, like, 17.
Yeah,
you know,
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Did you guys see those pictures?
All it was
side boob. Big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
Big deal. There's no harm in a little side boob. Whoop one out, Dan.
I know. I mean, when Danny shows side boob, I'm like, in there. You know what I mean?
I'm seeing full boob right now with you, so shut up.
Oh, no.
No, you're not.
Maybe not. Because I'm really looking.
Oh, my gosh. Space Boy just looked down my cleavage. Oh, my gosh. This just happened. This just happened.
Well, I'm speechless now.
I'm offended and scared, and I'm going to go cry now and take a silkwood shower. Thank you.
Can I tell you what I'm sick of?
What are you sick of?
I'm sick of...
Diet Pepsi?
No. That's a foreign substance. No, I am sick of hearing about Michelle Obama's wardrobe on the news.
Yes,
yes. Who cares?
Yes.
Who cares?
Who cares?
Who gives a rip?
Exactly. Well, Space Boy does, but that's another topic for another day.
Because he wears the same stuff?
And
yeah.
You know,
I am sick of Billy Corgan not getting the respect that he so rightfully deserves.
Who's Billy Corgan?
I heard he is dating Tila Tequila.
That is a vicious
no
lie.
No, it is the truth. They were
so
on the
he's
red
going
carpet
for
together.
A shot at herpes with Tila Tequila?
Yes, yes.
Oh,
I
no.
saw that picture. I forgot to send it to you. But yeah, I heard Corgan, Tila Tequila are hooking
That's
up.
That's so wrong.
That is weird. And Billy Corgan is also going to do the, like, intro music or whatever for, like, the WWE.
Sell out.
It's It's ridiculous. Like, see, there's Billy Corgan right there. If you Google powder. That's Billy Corgan right there. It's nice. Let's see. Another great new bit is who buys that? I have a question for all you ladies, okay? Boys, you might want to take off your headphones right now, okay? Who the hell buys OB tampons?
Oh, I don't know.
Nobody.
Who buys that?
Hippies.
That is like...
Is it bad that the commercial theme just went off in my head? Oh, OB. Protection by design.
Whoa. That is so dumb.
I need a job.
Who buys tampons without applicators? Like, please, talk
You're
to me.
You're just trying to show off your That's vagina. Gross. That's not going to help anything.
Is that what they are?
Yes.
Are they're tampons without applicators?
Yes. You just go, whoop.
That is up. Wrong on so Shut many different up. Levels.
Who buys that?
I want to know.
That's just wrong.
There, that's better.
Ugh. Gosh. I don't care.
Let's talk about cars and sports.
Anyway, yeah.
Yeah. And
Who
bodybuilding.
Buys Who buys powdered milk?
Poor people.
Oh,
I don't have a job. God.
I'm sorry. We're doing everything wrong.
Who buys powdered Diet Coke?
Okay, I'm going to go now. That's all I could afford, okay?
Who buys Pepsi Clear on eBay? Like, why? I've seen people go crazy for that on eBay.
Oh, I know.
There have been people. Pepsi Clear mm-hmm. is disgusting.
Yeah.
And my Twilight voice, by the way. Loves it. Terrible. And let's see. I don't get. This is another great bit. What don't you get, Danny? I don't get it when people Quibi talks about periods on the podcast. What a B-I-A-T-C-H.
B-I-A-T-C-H. Oh, biatch.
Yeah, sound it out. Sound it out.
That's why I'm good with numbers, people.
Oh, man. So we already went over Easter egg madness. Ashley's mother came in to visit a couple weeks ago.
Oh, boy!
Yes, yo, way! Whoa, that sounds like fun.
It's really hot, sir.
Oh, you're funny. I love her mom. She's so
Why
cute.
Why are they making fun of me?
Hi, Cheryl.
Did you guys enjoy the Ashley dance party with her mother?
Oh, yes. It's so cute.
It was beautiful.
It's precious.
Yeah. It was a bonding moment.
Ever. Yeah, and it was a pretty funny dance, I must say. Also, we had that cheater's hotel with that mom.
Wow. Yeah.
That was so brutal.
I don't buy for a second that mom is going to back off
Neither
at all.
She has major all. Issues, I think, because she
issues.
Got...
Her name was Eve, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She... Have you ever seen that movie, The Faces of Eve, dude?
No, but I heard the personalities of Eve on the radio.
Yeah, dude. Creepy town. I'm 100% behind the dude.
Because sometimes it's just pineapples and a friend's daughter, okay?
Yeah. I mean, if you're leaning in the produce section, I didn't know that was a crime against humanity.
Dude. They were in a...
Talk about it, Danny.
The lean?
A gangsta lean.
And then the daughter, though, you could tell that was the mother's daughter.
Yeah. For sure. For
well,
sure.
Well, she backed her up, but they all need therapy. That's okay. all I have to say.
Here's my thing. Your mom is your mom, and I get that. But when you're married, that's your family.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go with your husband, especially.
I know. Oh, so he cheated when he was like 17 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she was like sick and crying and I'm like, okay.
They make pills for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, be an adult. Address him. Ask him about it, you know?
Well, it was 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
So once they get married, that's their life. That's mm-hmm. the start of their new life. I mean, obviously, the daughter got over it. The mom needs to get over it. And I understand moms not wanting their kids to hurt, but cut the cord.
Yeah. That was a brutal cheater's hotel.
And then it stretched on and on and on.
Oh, yeah, because Mike wanted to talk it out.
Mike.
He's so friend.
Cute. Fixer.
The fixer.
Yeah. I think Mike was a little disappointed in the dude for not automatically saying,
okay, I forgive you now.
It's all good. Yeah. I think I'd be harboring some bitter, too.
It just takes a little time sometimes. But, mm-hmm. you know, I swear, if Mike was not a DJ, he'd be like a freaking therapist.
For sure.
You know what I mean? Ugh. You'd be Dr. Esparza. MFT.
Dr. Mike.
Dr. Mike in your face. So, recently on the Mike Show, there were some great topics, great topics. How about stupid home injuries? The one where Mike said how he had those, like, fake glasses on. And
that was great.
Went to the garage door. That's how he has that scar on the bridge of his nose. That's beautiful. I don't know if he's ever, like, yeah. He stuffed toilet paper on it and went to his first radio interview. So nasty. Beautiful. Or stupid sport injuries. I listened back to this podcast, made me think of one of my stupid sport injuries. So some of you may know I was a cheerleader in high school.
Wait, you said sport.
Oh. Welcome to the podcast, Danny.
It's okay. I said that Danny didn't surf earlier. So aye, it's like, aye, aye, aye. Anyway, so we were at a
We were
at this gymnastics place. And I loved cheer, except I wasn't good at gymnastics. So what they did is they had to stand on this wedge, this big wedge, and it was to help you practice doing your back handsprings.
Springy.
And this is my first year of cheer. It's the summer before I'm going to go to high school. So excited.
Wait, what happened again? Sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
We were at a gymnastics place practicing tumbling. And I'm very scared of tumbling.
Cannot play with him.
I'm not very good at it.
I want
so they had to stand on this like big wedge that was like padded, you know, in case you fell down to help you practice your back handspring. And I just had a brand new boyfriend, so here's what happened. So I go to do the back handspring, and for whatever reason I got scared. I pulled my knees all the way up to my face. And my knee hit me square in the eye, and I gave myself a big-ass black eye from my knee.
You deserved it.
That's beautiful.
And, yeah, I had been dating a boy for a week. And
did he break up with you?
No, he was real sweet about it, but I was, like, so embarrassed.
Did he talk bad about you behind your back?
No, not quite. But, yeah, I gave myself my own black eye.
That's what he told her to tell people. Because
he beat me. Mm-hmm. Because
you didn't listen.
It's pretty brutal.
You only have to tell her once, right, Space Boy?
Just use phone books.
I have a funny story about how I chipped my teeth when I was 8.
That hurt.
Okay. Well, I was, you know, brawling with my sister, and I told her I didn't want to hear another word, and I was putting my foot down. And I went to slam my foot down, and my knee hit my jaw.
I'm gonna bust you in your mouth.
Smacked my bottom teeth into my top teeth, and I cracked them. And that's why I don't have a job.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was bad. It was bad.
I broke my sister's arm.
Holla, how'd you do that?
We were playing in the front yard, and we were playing superheroes, and she said that she wanted to be Wonder Woman, and I said, no, I'm Wonder Woman, and I pushed her down, and her arm smacked against the sidewalk and broke it. Yeah.
Wow.
And then I told her not to tell Mom.
I broke my brother's collarbone one time.
You broke his collarbone?
Like, me and him were, like, holding hands, and I used to, like, to spin him around when he was real little. And we were going to get into, the car for the grocery store, and I just spun him around, and he, like, hit the car.
Oh, no.
Broke his collarbone.
You're so funny.
And she feels really bad about it still.
I also gave my sister a bloody nose when I threw my shoe in her face.
Okay, note to self, never be Quimby's sibling.
Yeah, I'm the eldest of three. I was not a fun teenager.
Me neither.
It was not cool.
When my brother was in high school, he was on the wrestling team, so he'd come home and he'd want to practice like all those.
Sounds
like,
gay.
It was gay. And practice all those like slams and holds. And it was Halloween, and my parents are going to a Halloween party, and my dad told my brother, don't practice that stuff with your sister. Yeah, somebody's going to get hurt.
Yeah.
Because your name is Space Boy.
You're gay!
So they leave, and we start practicing, and he brings my shin down into the corner of a coffee table.
Oh!
And it goes right straight through to the bone. To the bone.
The That is my worst nightmare.
Rough.
9 stitches and 3 weeks grounding later.
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I don't even like to talk about shin injuries.
They're bad.
The worst. Those are the worst. The worst. Oh, P1's Philly's Finest in the chat room, by the way. You can always check us out.
Hi, Philly's Finest, even though you're making fun of me.
He said we need to throw the shoe at Bush. Oh, I get it. Ha, 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 ha. Shut up. George Bush was a nice man. Leave him alone. What did he ever do to you?
You know, I'm serious.
Well, Obama gave Mexico swine flu, so suck it. So, donuts. How do you guys feel about it?
Love
donuts?
Em. I'm a love fan. Em.
Love
best sweet ever.
Love them. Love them. Love them.
Spaceboy is a sweet fanatic. I would love to hear your love thoughts.
Em. I was talking about this last week, actually.
No way.
Mike?
Not even.
Yes.
Out of everything to talk about, this, I don't know. It's really hit close to home. Mike thinks that donuts are the world's perfect dessert.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 100%.
He's clinically insane. I'm sorry. Love you, but you're nuts. You're mental.
You just say you love Mike?
Yeah.
Aww. But he didn't propose to him like you did.
Yeah, that's right.
Don't
we have that picture somewhere?
That is good
stuff. I
think
we
do. So cute. Well, so then what's your beef with donuts, Space Boy?
I don't think that they're worth the price.
It depends on where you go.
No. Let me finish.
They're like so
hear him out. Hear him out. Hear him out.
So good.
Not a monetary price, but fat and calorie price.
You weigh a pound.
They're not worth it.
I don't care.
This guy, so he's good. Like trying to lose weight over here.
Everything's worth it.
Everything's
wow.
worth it.
Spaceboy's a fatty.
That's what I'm talking about, homie.
Do you know at Dave & Buster's, they have a delicious dessert. It's like these sugar powdered donut holes with raspberry dipping sauce.
Oh, yeah.
They come out nice and hot.
Okay, I will say this, though.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, the best
for
in the world.
For sure. I mean, if you spend any time on the East Coast, holla.
I don't understand why they don't open one here.
They
Dunkin'
used to
Donuts
have them here, and then they got rid of it for Winchell's. That's what my mommy told me. But you can't. Okay, Krispy Kreme is not a donut. I like those white trash mom and pop sit like a rock in your stomach donuts.
Yeah.
Those are the best.
I don't know. I really love Krispy Kreme. Like fresh, hot Krispy Kremes.
Hot and fresh.
Oh.
Quimby likes it hot and fresh.
Good. One night when I was living up by San Diego State, I was living in these apartments, and me and some of my friends who lived there, we drove to Krispy Kreme, bought 2 dozen donuts, and ate all of them on the way back.
Wow.
All of them. We were so sick to our stomachs, but it was so worth it. They're plain glazed donut
for breakfast.
What? Pot for breakfast.
That's probably why they didn't last the trip home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I will agree. I won't lie about that. That's when we said
different times.
Different times. Yeah, way different times.
Last week.
Last week, exactly. Yeah.
So, the great PMS debate. Now, I missed this. I totally missed this. What was up with all of that? I heard that Eddie said that women use PMS as an excuse.
Oh, Ed.
What's up? Fill me in, guys. Fill me in. I'm not up to speed on this one.
A P1 dude wrote in and said that his girlfriend or wife or whatever just talked about a scenario about how she warned him ahead of time that she was feeling irritable and that she felt her hormones change.
Legit.
He said, okay, well, then I won't be here for the rest of the day.
No, he did not, you liar.
Okay, what did he say then?
Okay, so the story goes.
He's talking.
Shut up.
I'm so excited.
We love Danny.
So the story goes that she woke up and she knew it was going to be a bad day. And so she started cooking breakfast and she made eggs, bacon, potatoes and some other crap. And while she was cooking the potatoes, she started realizing that she was getting pissed because they weren't cooking fast enough.
Okay.
Which potatoes always are.
Right.
And when you're going through hormonal changes, that happens.
Okay.
And at least she recognized that within herself.
Thank you.
So her and her boyfriend sit down, and they start eating, and then she starts telling him about how she's realizing and she's gonna go seek a doctor's help because she's freaking mental. And so at the end of, like, she just looks at him like asking for like looking for reassurance, and he just shakes his head. He doesn't say anything.
What do you mean? Ugh. That is so wrong.
Why?
You guys don't even understand what it's like to be the slave to hormones when you're PMSing.
Oh, it's the worst.
You don't even your brain is not your own.
It's hard to control my emotions.
There's no rationale whatsoever.
He's always crying.
So after he shakes his head, she looks at him again and asks him if that's all he's gonna say. And he asked, should I just leave right now for the day? And then she blew up and they got in a big old fight.
And then he left.
And then he left to his friend's house.
No.
Oh, that's awesome.
So pretty much what I said.
No.
See, and then I hear that Eddie said that women use PMS as an excuse.
They do.
I believe that to a certain extent.
I think some do.
That there are some drama queens out there that, you know, say, I'm PMSing, I can be a bee.
Well, see, that's the thing. When I am PMSing and I know it, I just keep to myself because it's nobody else's problem but my own.
Yeah.
Except for when I call into the show and be mean to Bee Poop and the girl with the complicated shoes and the car that won't start.
Well, see, I agree with what P1 Philly's saying in our chat room, is that when she says something like that, there's not a right thing to say.
What
do you say to that? You know what I mean? Like, I've had those situations where I've told Chris something, he just kind of says, okay, should I like leave you alone?
Mm-hmm.
But the funny thing
that's
about
what
Mr.
this
Quimby,
dude was
yeah, because Mr. Quimby actually knows before I know that I'm PMSing. You know, like he'll say something.
Are you on
like,
the same cycle?
Yeah, we are. And so he'll say something and be like, man, no. And he's like, what is today's date? I think your period's going to start in a week. And there we go. You know what I mean? Like, there's not much he could say. That guy was screwed from the get-go.
It
was loaded. Yeah. Definitely.
I think that a little tip for men when it comes to your women when they're PMSing and they have the hormonal rages, two things that you don't want to say, don't tell them to calm down and don't tell them to relax. Because that will just start a firestorm of rage.
Because they're retards.
So
we have to tell them how irrational they're being.
Oh, yeah. That'll go over really well.
How crazy
works.
They're acting.
Now, yes. How do you handle that with your wife, Space Boy?
There you go.
P1TZ.
Only takes one black eye.
Rules.
What did TZ say? That guy said something dumb.
He made it worse.
Yeah. He did. Honestly, he did.
Mm-hmm.
That girl should have called a friend. She should have phoned a friend.
Phone a friend.
Or, you know,
I actually have a right way to answer this.
Okay.
You stand up. You walk over to your girlfriend or your wife, or sometimes both, and you...
Or your boyfriend in Space Boy's case.
That's right. Or Powder. Or Billy Corgan.
Or Powder.
And you just... give them a big hug, and you say, there.
It's going to be okay.
That's awesome.
Hugs help. There. Hugs are very good.
Yeah.
I don't say anything. I'll just give her a hug. Say,
that, you are the perfect husband.
I speak with my body.
Oh, God.
Don't do a lot of speaking, huh?
All the blank stares I'm getting.
Yeah. What's it say? I'm a homo. How are you?
Wow.
Really?
Uh huh. Hi, Space Boy.
You're gay.
No, yes, thank you.
I'm not gay. I wear bras. Anyway. I wear bras.
Thank you. I do.
Moving right along. Let's see. Oh, this is part of my notes. Sky, my friend, one of my great and dear friends. Might be the most paranoid person ever in the world.
Okay.
Talk about it.
The first time that I was in the studio, it was the day that the Boo got his wisdom teeth pulled out. And seriously, she was freaking out the whole time. He didn't answer his cell phone, and she's like, something's wrong. He's getting an infection. It's spreading to the body. Da-da-da-da-da. I was like, Sky, calm down. He just got his wisdom teeth pulled out. I don't think he wants to talk right now. Hello. You know, and she's like, hurry up. Let's wrap it up. I need to check to see if he's okay.
I'm easily excitable.
Oh, my gosh.
Calm down.
Okay. A, she thought she had the swine flu, which is awesome. I mean, and that kind of led to a lot of ham jokes right there because she eats so much of it. I mean, it makes sense. And the other day on her blog, when she talked about how the boo didn't answer the phone.
I don't think that's paranoid. I think that's control issues.
Absolutely. The fact that she left her car door open when she went to her own home just in case she had to run for it and escape from the people who invaded her home and stole her husband.
Wow.
I have a theory.
Abandonment issues?
Yes.
There are some chicks out there that need to Madonna. There are chicks out there that need to talk to their boyfriend every 30 minutes. What are you doing? Where are you at? What do you got? Bow, 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 bow. Beating. I'm a beating. I don't get those people.
Those are what you call insecure women.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Ding.
Me and Chris can go a whole 24, 48 hour period without I have to call. Oh no, you're dead. Oh my gosh, you're cheating on me. Oh!
Yeah, I'm not one of those
people
girls.
Who are like that. I don't get you.
They're insecure.
I don't get
you. They are also the same people who cannot be happy without a man. And I'm not saying that that is what Sky is. I'm just saying that women that are insecure like that, that have to talk to their boyfriend, know what they're doing all the time.
But the thing is, I don't think Sky is insecure at all. I think
she's just a control freak.
I think she just loves him so much she has to know every second of his life.
I love Sky.
She wants to wear the blue skin as a suit. Again, the skin suit comes into play.
I think she's a control freak.
Maybe a little bit.
She's got good hair, though.
Oh, she's got the bomb ass hair. So, Space Boy, do you think we can do this?
Do what?
The Wolverine song breakdown?
Yes.
Okay. So last week, Boston Rob recorded a new song.
Best song ever.
Wolverine.
Love him.
Best song ever. That's an arguable point.
Arguable. Oh, wait. Let me guess. Arguable. She's adding syllables,
it's
people.
Arguable. Okay. Hear me out.
Let me guess. Space Boy doesn't like it.
We're not supposed to talk about that anymore.
I'm trying to find your mute button. I can't find it.
We're not supposed to talk about that anymore, remember?
Oh, I forgot.
Space Boy loves everything.
Nobody asked
me
my opinion, so I haven't given it yet.
Space Boy doesn't have an opinion. Okay. He thinks that everything the Mikey Show does is perfect in every way, and he would never have any criticisms.
They're the Mary Poppins of the airwaves, practically perfect in every way.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't we go ahead and listen to it right now? As a matter of fact, we have
hit it.
You can enter in a Toucan Sam contest.
poor Kung Fu. All right, let's have the Wolverine song, and then we'll break it down a little bit.
So we'll just play a couple of lines, and then we'll break.
Sure. Now this is one of my favorite Bush songs. Right there, stop it right there. This is how I sing in my own car. I sing the guitar part. So. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
I feel
me
Rob
three, me
August.
Three.
How do you feel?
I'm the other way, since I actually play guitar.
I play the guitar. Look at me. I'm in a Harry Potter band. Woo!
Guitar Hero doesn't count.
Do you have a pick in the shape of a wand?
I don't even know what that means.
Bibbidi bobbidi boo.
Shall we continue?
Yes, please.
Get it wrong.
So good.
It must be your skin, your claws hiding, made out of steel, looks wicked real. It's hard to find words that rhyme with Wolverine.
True.
So don't even try.
What words
beautiful.
Rhyme with Wolverine? I'm
beautiful.
Sure, I'm sure Mr. Spaceboy, who writes so many songs, best songwriter, singer, guitar player in America. What rhymes with Wolverine? Do you know?
Tangerine, tambourine. There's two right there. I can probably think of five more. Give me half an hour.
Look at that big brain on this guy. Oh, I'm so intimidated.
You gotta grasp the beauty of Rob.
Unseen.
He Jedi mind tricked you with that line. He called out that he could not come up with the word. Therefore, we can't call dumb on B-Rob because he called out. I couldn't come up with the word.
Where would tangerine or tambourine fit in about a song about Wolverine anyway?
He can cut a tangerine.
Yeah,
there you go. With his claws.
Oh, kung fu! Yeah, I'll be one kung fu.
Ben Vereen, good call, Philly's finest. Ben Vereen.
Okay, that works really good. That's arguable. Blah blah blah.
I like that one.
Continue, please.
I like when you fight, not in a gay way.
I'm also sure about that.
Yeah, when you're calling out the no homo that fast, I don't know.
And then does it again in the next verse.
I think it's funny how he repeats himself. Well, it's here. Comedy.
No.
Why don't you try some sometimes, space boy?
Try some.
BFF, BFF, me and space are going to be BFF. I make jokes at his expense, but he doesn't care because he
I look down your dress.
Always wears pants.
Okay.
I like your hair, not in a gay way. Razor blade fists, muscular back.
By the way, please pause. Have you seen that back?
That's why Hugh Jackman's called rocking? Huge Jackman.
Dude.
I follow him on Twitter.
Muscles. Wow. You're all about
Stalker.
It.
He looks like my husband. What can I say?
I've seen your husband. I don't think so.
Okay.
He doesn't look like your husband. Mm-hmm. Your husband's mooey
wappo. My boyfriend looks like Joshua Jackson. It's hot.
No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
No,
yes,
he does. No, he does not.
Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
She said that.
She said that on the air. He does not.
He does.
He does not. I IM'd her immediately, and then I said,
he's
so does not.
Do you need glasses?
Yes. He so does not.
He does too. That was like the first thing I said after I met him.
You are smoking crack cocaine.
Yeah.
He has like permanent beer goggles.
I'm making out with Pacey. What the hell? Suck it. Okay, continue on the song. We're moving on.
A long night of dreaming.
Hate your washboard abs.
As of right now, he's still going on about how hot Hugh Jackman is.
His body is.
Okay.
The hottest X-Men guy. Wolverine.
Arguable.
That is arguable.
I think Cyclops is the hottest X-Men guy.
Did they say hottest?
Yeah, he said hottest.
No, he said hardest.
That's what I thought he said.
Come on, people. Pretend you're a Southie. Hottest.
Hottest.
You are. You had.
Pack your car.
Pack your car and have it yard.
Now, if we're going to break it down a little bit. Adamantium technically is the hardest material in the Marvel Universe.
Said he had claws of steel.
Nerd.
Yeah, it's not steel.
Adam Ant. Adam Ant is the guy who sings Goody Two Shoes.
Yes,
goody
right.
Toot, Goody Goody Two
Actually,
Shoes.
Actually, Adam and the Ants sang that song, didn't they?
Yes, they did.
Now,
yes,
Adam Ant sang the song Wonderful, which is the bomb, by the way. Mm-hmm. It's an awesome song.
No, I know your game.
He's getting a chomper.
I agree with you, Danny. High five.
That's right. It's Pokemon
over
the table.
First high five with the podcast.
Space Boy's getting a chomper.
Save that clip.
Save it and discard it.
Oh, I can sing.
Wolverine. Wolverine. He's got metal bones. They're chrome and they shine.
Yeah, they're chrome like my ribs.
And they shine.
I tape that to my hand.
What?
Is that wicked weird? Something I shouldn't reveal. My favorite kind of cookies are from Mrs. Fields.
Oh, have you had the little cookie like bites that they have at Mrs. Fields? Like you get in a little.
Are they heaven?
It's like the podium line in the freaking Michael Phelps song. It makes no sense.
Well, no. This apparently Adam Sandler has died, and now B-Rob was trying to take his place.
Oh,
shame on you.
Shut your mouth.
Basically, he's just making observations to make words rhyme.
Oh, well, I guess we should hire Space Boy on the Mikey Show.
Blah, 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 blah.
Maybe he really wants to be Jimmy Fallon. Don't know.
Oh, I love Jimmy Fallon. He's the best.
Fever pitch, best movie.
Never gets sad. His tears would bruise your face. He feeds the poor. or he could break your face.
You know what?
He
you know what?
Dies.
Wolverine's tears could cure Powder's cancer. Did you know that?
Nice.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's played by a guy named Hugh. And leaves Shriver plays Saber too.
Ah, I love how you finish Leave Shriver's name in the song. So good.
Isn't he the guy from Scream?
Yes.
He was the original thought to be murderer.
He is.
A tall, skinny guy, right?
He's also a baby daddy.
Yeah, he's a two-time baby daddy with Naomi Watts.
I was trying to do a good picture for Danny. Okay, break it down a song. Continue.
He's wicked mean, but he gets his butt kicked by Wolverine.
Right, same tooth going down, sucker.
Wolverine.
Sabretooth was, I didn't think he was in this movie. He was in the first movie.
I have some.
Wasn't that both. The Beast?
Was he?
Yeah. What?
No, Sabretooth was the one that came out of the. No, Sabretooth is not his brother.
No, who is?
Sabretooth is supposed to be his father.
Right.
Oh, is that what the
But
deal
the movie's
is?
All screwed it up.
Oh, like I give a crap.
Iron Man's head is about to explode.
What do you mean
no?
Get
come
over
here.
Come here.
In the new movie?
Figure it out.
In the new movie, it's his brother.
Sign it.
In the new movie, it's his brother, bro.
And it's supposed to be his brother, Iron Man? No.
That makes no sense.
What?
Really?
Yes.
I didn't read the comics, so I didn't know.
Well, no, even in the continuity of the movies. Because in the first movie, whenever Rogue was with Wolverine, he got into a fight with Sabretooth.
Yeah.
There's some nerd foliage around his mouth right now.
Beast?
No, Beast was blue.
Blue, dude.
Oh, that's right.
He came around in the second movie.
That's right.
What character is Ryan Reynolds playing? Because I heard they're making a spinoff of his
Gambit?
Character. Yeah, they're going to give him his own film.
What?
No, it was...
Get over here!
He plays Deadpool. Damn.
Oh.
I am going to
save that clip.
Greatest day of my life.
I love Iron Man.
Way to go, Iron Man. Way to talk, son.
He's my favorite.
For love of God, it's Deadpool.
Damn.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I fell asleep in that movie multiple times. I don't know if it was me or the movie, but I need to watch
it
again.
It was you.
Okay.
I fell asleep watching that animated Star Wars garbage where freaking Jabba the Hutt's uncle's a drag queen. Me and Chris both like pass out.
Moving on.
I fell asleep watching a Powder movie.
Wolverine, flickle ga ga boo doo ba da da ga ba da da ba da 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 ba da da
boo ba da da ba da da ba da da da
Wolverine. Flickle doo da ba da doo ga ba da doo ba ba da ba da ba da ba
da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da ba da.
Why are you rolling your eyes, dude?
I'm closing my eyes. It's not rolling them.
I'm resting my eyes.
No, I'm wishing I could just go somewhere else until the song was over.
So, Spaceboy, what do you feel about the scats?
Yeah, how do you feel about scats, Spaceboy?
How do you feel about scats, sir?
He's not trying anymore.
He is, too. What?
Then I'm sorry. It's not working, in my opinion.
What is your idea of B-Rob's best work?
That's a good question. I have to get back to you on that one. I need to weigh all of his works evenly.
Taco shop.
You would think we're talking about like Bach or Beethoven here. It's a freaking parody song for fun. Take a breath, Space Boy.
It's different kinds of comedy. Some people like comics that fall down. Others like clever wits. Just depends what you like, and I do not like that style of his comedy in this specific instance.
Well,
so there you go. See, Iron Man is agreeing with me because he knows.
See,
PYTZ, I love you. I want to be your friend forever and ever. Space Boy plus over analytical Space Boy equal
over analytical.
Space Boy plus over analytical Space Boy equal over analytical.
Yep, it's all.
So
relative.
Does that mean I'm the sum? I'm greater than the sum of my parts?
Oh my God, you just nerded out so hard. Right
I know.
Nerd alert!
Nerd alert!
Wow. The equal doesn't work.
It doesn't matter. I'm chopping this all out. I'm gonna chop this one over here.
No, you're not.
I'm gonna chop that one over here.
And then
I'm gonna give it a chop it right here.
I just just said that.
Over double over the top nerd boy.
Do you want to start with me?
Santa greetings. Hey, you guys want to hear some funny movie spoofs? Because we got a few funny movie spoofs that we just loved, and so we'd like to replay them back for you.
My favorite.
The first one is really awesome. It's for, it's the Ashley and Mikey remake of the famous motion picture, The Reader.
Bopsy, for goodness sake, listen to me. We can't go on like this.
Leave me alone. I'm reading.
I will not leave you alone, and I don't care that you're reading. Stop reading at once.
Leave me alone. I'm reading.
Oh, I can't stand that you read all the time. It's all you do, Bopsy.
It's a really good book.
Wow, it's an Oscar-worthy performance.
Now that's funny.
That is funny. Now, the one I'm really excited to hear back, because I didn't get to hear it, was the 8 Mile remake. Since I didn't get to hear it, let's hear that 8 Mile remake.
Starring?
Who? I don't know.
I'd be surprised.
Yo, moms, what's up, man? You, like, never love me, and you, like, never makes my spaghettis, and I throw it up, and you know.
No, that's not true, Rabbit. I make you spaghetti, but then you throw it up, so why do I keep making it?
Yo, moms, it's time for a rap battle.
Whoa, I'm leaving this trailer park.
Word.
Oh man. Oh, word. That's like music to my ears. Sky is a gangster. Damn.
I think Eddie sounded like Ramsey, not Rabbit.
Oh man. I was in New Orleans last week. The best. They had this commercial on the radio for Ramsey's diamond jewelry store.
No way.
It was, I want to listen back to the radio station and just record that. It's like Ramsey wants the gold. Give Ramsey the gold. Because it's like they're trying to buy your gold.
OMG.
Oh, man. It was the best.
OMG. If you could put that together and I'll put it on the wall.
<can't>
I'm like so.
E-I-E-I-O.
I'm so excited. I can't even talk. I cannot articulate at all.
What else is new?
I want to combine some food. Awesome. And let me just push back the curtain. I'm cool with talking about this. There's a debate amongst P1 podcast members over the P1 Thelma thing. Me and Space Boy are of the camp where we thought that was freaking hilarious.
Over it.
She is a train wreck.
Yeah.
They're basically enabling her.
Train wreckness.
Yes.
She was disrespectful.
She's a loser.
Thank you.
I get a little irritable when people just throw the P1 in front of their name. You gotta live it. You can't just say, I'm P1, your mom, and just call in, like, bee poop. You have to live what it is to be a P1. And I think Thelma was disrespectful. I think her complicated shoes and her broken car... I think that was not true.
It was
true.
Comedy.
I think it wasn't true.
Comedy.
Well,
I think she might
let's
have lied.
Let's start from the beginning. First of all, what is a P1? When you call into the show, you turn down the radio, get to your point,
don't cuss,
turn other people onto the show.
Don't say your name.
Don't
say your name.
So if you don't call in, does that mean you're not a P1?
How can you have to participate? You have to participate.
I mean, Danny's
well,
not a
like,
P1.
No.
Okay, then. Seriously.
And what about P1 Carlita, though? She doesn't call in all the time, but she was going to all the events.
But that's the thing. She goes to all the events. You know, she listens. She shows up. She's known. She's loud. She's proud. She's a P1.
Yeah, but what if you have a job where you can't call in and you can't get away to go to any events? Does that make you less?
That's how you
P1?
Get fired.
What if you have a What if you have a job where you have to call from a sleeping bag
and mumble?
Oh,
and call
of
like
which,
seven
we,
times.
We have this audio. We have this That's audio. I was actually
P2.
Working the board that morning.
No, you're
morning.
Not, Billy.
During the last Mikey Show Live. I hope you didn't miss this.
Yes.
P1 history teacher is a freaking
genius. Is that who it was?
Genius.
Yes. He's wonderful.
He is a genius.
And he's active on the site, too. So.
He called in. And by the way, if you're not active on P1's site, that's okay. That doesn't make you any less of P1. No, I just want to put that out there.
Thank you, Danny, for saying
Anyways, he called in and pretended to be P1 Scooby, and it went a little something like this.
It was beautiful.
I think it's P1 Scooby.
What?
P1 Scooby. Are you there?
P1 Scooby. How are you doing?
No.
This is weird.
Sorry. Hey, I didn't recognize your voice at first, Scoob. What's going on?
Oh, well, you know, I just got a new sleeping bag, so it's a little different, but...
Yeah. No, I get it. And how you doing in the sleeping bag?
Doing okay. You know, I just wanted to make sure I called in today to make sure I ruined this Micah Show live as well.
What, you were just... It's called a what?
I just want to make sure that, you know, I bring the same amount of joy I brought last time.
Oh, wow.
Hey. Oh, snap.
Okay, well... I also kind of wanted to just randomly change topics. Can we talk about, like, baseball or something?
Hey. You know, that's P1 awesome. Scooby, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Let's hear it for him.
Me and Andrea. Andrea, who screens the phone calls for the Mikey Show, were jumping up and down, and she ran in the main studio where I, like, control the board, and we, yeah! And then Ashley came in there and was like, yeah!
That
greatest
was beautiful.
Call ever. And then when Scooby called in at the end, all those haters out there,
his
whatever.
Feelings
oh,
were
I didn't hear that part. Oh yeah, I guess imitation is the highest form of flattery.
He started digging himself a hole in his sleeping bag.
Notice
the zipper was stuck.
Yeah. Notice he hasn't called in as much.
I did notice and I did enjoy.
So is this Hall of Famer 2009's Paparazzi?
Probably.
Yes. Good.
I think
Paul, sir.
I think Ashley would have major. I can tell Ashley's over Scooby big time.
The day that she goes, really? Again, Scoob? I enter.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I go,
I remember that.
Thank you for saying that. I love you. And she writes back, that was just for you. Apparently, myself and Sanjaya both I enter immediately saying, you are my hero. I wrote her, if it was legal, I would have babies with you and we'd run away and get married. I love you. And she's like, I know. She's like, all for you, baby girl. Love my Ashley. Love her. Love her. It's my mentor at work. She's the best. Well, it looks like we've covered it all, you guys. I mean, it has been a great podcast. A little over an hour, but that's okay. We've been gone for a little while. And I was looking at our calendar that is provided with you on your Macintosh. Did you know that? I'm just trying to help you out, Danny. That's all. Like, Danny
get the
constantly
app.
It, Danny is a yes man. Danny says yes to, like, almost everything he's invited to. And then when it comes down to it, he's like, oh, I'm going to have to let somebody down today.
In case you didn't know, I mean, you're his BFF and everything, Danny.
Apparently, no. Remember, I'm not Danny's BFF.
Oh. Well, Danny can't say no. It's just not in him.
No.
Very good. I'm glad you're practicing. Looks like the next podcast will go down on May the 30th. Because 2 weeks from now, some of us will be going to Spirit West Coast. 3-day music festival over at Del Mar Fairgrounds. Space Boy will not be going at all.
You don't want to see Red? It's like Danny's new, like,
see
favorite
Starfield?
Band.
Well, no, I'm going to be somewhere else. Like,
where are you
going to
be? Where are you going?
Where
are
you
going?
Where are you going to be?
One of your beeswax, nosy.
Oh, I'm
going
to be at Disneyland.
Staying at the Grand California.
I'm jealous.
Yes.
So jealous.
Sounds pretty gay, if you ask me.
Very, very
no,
gay.
No, it's gorgeous.
But I'm looking at my calendar right now, May 30th. Ladies and gentlemen, mark it on your calendars. Please be here for the next one.
I got a hearing problem.
What?
I'm not going to be here.
On the 30th, he's going to.
30th and 31st. I just said that.
I thought you said 23rd.
Typical Quimby, not listening to you.
Typical woman.
Oh. We got some words.
I think there's cool. About to be
we'll
a cup check.
Yeah, we're
on
fine.
Whatevs. Well, the mic show's on vacation, so we won't have very much to talk about anyways.
That's
so,
very true.
You know, first weekend of June, anyone?
Let's make it 5 weeks from now.
Yeah. Do you guys want to do a podcast like 2 years from now?
Well, I got this this Bible retreat I'm going to go to, and then I have other Bible studies on these dates, and then I have church, so I can't quite get away.
You're the one for who the scheduled next 4 months. Padre game the night that we wanted to do a podcast. It fell on that night, and you guys out of nowhere said, oh, we're going to go to a Padres game.
Spaceboy didn't schedule it.
Thank you very much.
But I thought your wife makes your schedule.
I was out of town that week.
I want to kill myself. I quit. Died. It's okay. But listen, I would just want to thank everybody here who came for the podcast. P1 Diet Cokehead, P1 Iron Man. It has been a pleasure. I want to thank everybody in the chat room for listening to us today. And tell your friends. Get us on iTunes. Or you can pick us up on p1site.com. Yes.
Word.
To your mother.
To Big Bird.
Why are you smiling?
.com.org. Due to you.
Sweet Sway is smiling creepy at me. Thank you again for all of you guys who listen and for all your support. We certainly do appreciate it. Please, you can talk to any of us on Facebook, Twitter, p1site.com. Just do it.
Thank you, everyone, for inviting me to join in today.
Welcome.
All right, well, I guess we'll see you 5 years from now for the next P1 podcast. Until then, stay black. Woo!